This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening. Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing. In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your head off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Here's Society.
This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there are some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs too big, smaller?
Her Society.
This is your one-stop radio show for girls who love Her Society with me, Ginny. And I'll tell you what, it seems I have the hottest seat in the house tonight. Some of the most beautiful women in the world join me on the panel tonight. And the beauty of Kitty Cat is one of them.
On tonight's show, we've got a very special guest, Ginny.
Former pussycat doll Jessica Suter joins us live in the studio.
Whoa!
Plus, adapting to shifts and the attachments around them. We'll speak to Melbourne's guru of joy all about it.
This is your one-stop radio show for girls who love. Text us through on 0427-JOY949 or you can listen live via joy.org.au. This is Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love. Let's kick off with a bit of Toni Braxton. You're Making Me High. Joy 94.9, the very sexy Toni Braxton there. You're Making Me High. Here on your one-stop radio show for girls who love. Tune in to us via joy.org.au or 94.9 FM on your FM dial. Jessica Sutter coming up here on Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love, with Ginny Parvati and the fun-sized kitty cat live in studio. Now, I've got to say, ladies, I'm feeling like a very lucky person today. I feel like I have the hottest seat in Melbourne at the moment.
Agreed.
You agreed?
Yeah.
Okay, self-confessed.
Well, mine's we're probably all agreeing. The luckiest.
That you have the hottest seat. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, speaking of which, this is your one-stop radio show for girls who love. And I want to be bad, but I think I'll behave because things are about to amplify in the studio tonight.
No need to tell a little lie now, Ginny, but I better not cry wolf just yet.
Got
to
say, kitty cat, I love your stilettos today. They stand out like a jack-in-the-box.
You know how I roll. Calling all the good boys and matadors tonight.
Time to spin the disco ball and make it loud. It's time to show me Jessica Sutter here on Her Society. Welcome
now,
back.
30-minute meal ideas. Dinner and a dash.
So I have the hottest seat in the house, and that's what happens. It's supposed to be an applause, but yo, you got the 30-minute deal.
Only 30 minutes?
Only 30. Welcome back to the airwaves. Great to have you live.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Now tell us, you were rocking Melbourne last night.
Sure was. At Bling Melbourne. It was so much fun. I had a blast.
And like, people are just going all off on social media. Like today my page has been bombarded and Twitter's been going off too. Just saying... This is, everyone said this word, lovely. Aww. All across. They've all been saying that how lovely that you are. And it's true. Like, you were very, you know, humble with your guests too. Do you ever get tired of doing that?
No. The reason why I do this is because of the fans. And I love people, so it's nice to meet different types of people.
So you don't ever get drained, like, because it's quite repetitive sometimes, or it can be.
No, I don't get drained at all. In fact, it gives me more energy. Everyone's like, are you tired of signing? I'm like, no, it's like meditation for me. I love it. And it's like, you know, you just never know the hearts that you're going to touch as an artist, you know?
Yeah.
And you got to have time for everyone, no matter what.
Absolutely.
That's your job.
I've got to say that too. So last night, I thought you were going to ask a question there, Kitty Cat, because your eyes were like, ping!
No, I loved her response. And as she was on stage, she had a lot of energy, but she was really connecting with everyone in the audience. But it's the same when you see her off stage. She's really down to earth. She's a pussycat doll, people.
Yeah.
Was. And, you know, huge. That's huge status, but still so down to earth and lovely.
Yes. Wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Now, Jessica, you're here in Melbourne. It's a bit of a pre-tour gig before your big tour launch in, I believe it's February. You're going to launch your first single from your new album.
Yes. February 19th is the date.
Wow. So and it's a bit of a secret, out here.
It is. It is definitely a big secret. but yeah, I'm really looking forward to this year. Signed to a new label, new management. So it's all new beginnings for me.
It's all happening. Well, Cytopop was what, 2 years ago now?
Yes.
And what's like the response been? Because obviously being from a girl band and you're going out solo, people kind of, I guess their impression might be to typecast you into how you were in the Pussycat Dolls, you know, that pop R&B. But you've kind of broken out into the club and dance a little bit.
Yeah, you know, while I was in the Pussycat Dolls, I was doing dance music on the side. Yeah. Worked with Paul Van Dyke, featured on one of his songs called White Lies, that went number one.
Yeah.
Worked with Dave Audet. Yeah, so I love dance music. That's what I want to do.
It's pretty big over here.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. This is Joy 94.9 on Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love. Jessica Sutter joining us live in studio. If you want to text through 0427-JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Let's kick off with a bit of Debbie Morgan. Dance with me. This is Joy. This is a very good song to cha-cha to. Would you say?
Do you cha-cha?
Huh?
Do you cha-cha?
I do cha-cha.
Ooh, do you cha-cha? So do I.
We learn something new every day.
Yeah, ballroom dancing when I was 12.
Really? Yeah. There we go. We got
something
two residents.
On a Friday night.
Oh, wow. Let's see where you go from, Marty Sundari. Cha cha cha. It's a good song to cha cha to. Would you verify the two resident dancers in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Would you reckon that was a good song to cha cha to?
Absolutely. Yeah. What about you, Jess?
I was cha chaing my chair without you guys even knowing.
Absolutely. There you go. We've got it. Text through on 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. If you want us to give you a shout out, if you want to holler at us, we've got Jessica Sutter, former Pussycat Doll, joining us live here on Her Society, your one stop radio show for girls who love. Now, talking to you, Jessica, before about your new album that's coming out in February. What's the kind of spin you're going to take on this one? Are you going to stick to the dance club? Or are you going to involve a bit more pop? Or what's the direction in it?
I'm going straight dance.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm with the label. It's called Citric Sonic, and they're purely dance, and it's the music I listen to, and that's what I want to do.
You sure? Because you went straight to number one on the billboards with your debut single.
Right, Show
which
Me.
Which was, so you're going to, may as well, you know, take the bull by its horns, hopefully, be a, what's it called? A matador.
Matador.
Be a matador. See what I did there? See what I did there?
Yeah.
Budum ching.
You're very creative.
Yo, I have way too much time on my hands sometimes.
That's all right.
Also, what's the creative side you're going to with the visuals for this? Are you going to kind of go a bit more out there, do you reckon?
I think so. I think I'm going to let loose. I'm not going to hold back anymore. I feel like I'm with a label now that I can actually creatively be really more involved in. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm creating my show right now. I'm going to do covers. I'm going to add visuals. I'm going to add, you know, certain type of dancers. And I'm just really excited for it.
Because you've toured with some awesome names with the Pussycat Dolls, Lady Gaga being one. So what creative inspiration would you have gained from being around someone like that?
Well, Lady Gaga, oh my God, she's an icon. And I saw her when she was playing, like, you know, 200-person gigs, you know, at a club in the middle of nowhere. And she had her show. She had the whole set built with visuals and dancers and a whole storyline. And it's really inspiring because that's what I want to do as well.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can create it. And she did. Without any money, she would create this beautiful stage.
Wow.
You know? And that's when I think people could really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I've got to say, too, with Lady Gaga, I mean, obviously being around her and getting that kind of inspiration, you kind of tell a story, don't you, with a song? You take people on a journey.
Yeah. You take them on a ride when you know, that's about being a performer, that's about being an artist, so people can connect and have a good time and get lost.
Get lost in a nice way, lost in the music.
Yeah. No, don't get lost. stay a while.
So we've had a couple of shout outs that we're going to give to, if you want to shout out yourself, 0427-JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Who are you shouting out to?
I want to give a shout out to Miss Beats and of course my new friend Cameron, who actually won the competition last night, right?
Yeah, he did.
He knew which Pussycats all was performing. That's awesome.
He's very good. He said Jessica straight away. So awesome. Congratulations, Cameron, for winning the competition. You got to meet Jessica.
It was nice meeting you.
Blessed, blessed man he is.
Yeah.
This is Joy 94.9 on Her Society with Ginny Pavati, Kitty Cat and Jessica Sutter. If you want to text through 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Let's hear a bit of Calvin Harris. What's this song, Kitty Cat?
I love it. Drink from the bottle.
Say that again. I turned your mic off.
Oh, I hate when you do that. Drink from the bottle.
This is really boppy. this is Calvin Harris?
Yeah. Love Calvin Harris, he is it.
This is Joy 94.9 Air Society with Ginny Pavati and Kitty Cat with special guest Jessica Sutter. Talking to Jessica Sutter before about her upcoming tour and her upcoming brand new album. Now we're going to delve into a bit of spirituality, which is where Melbourne's Guru of Joy comes into it.
Hello.
There's that voice.
There's that voice. Yeah, you kind of have to go a bit husky for this segment, okay, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I don't know why I do.
Yeah.
It gets a little deeper.
It gets a little deeper and a bit more subtle.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
It's not like I've got any control over it.
It just kind of is a prank. It just giggles just come out. So, Pavati, today I thought we'd talk about now certain elements, like you say, everything in our reality is a reflection of who we are. Mm-hmm. Certain elements of my life or certain people in my life seem to be going through big shifts. Big shifts in relationships, being personal, many romantic, friendships, you know, partnerships of a corporate kind, anything like that. Things have been shifting. Now, is this because... For me, I'm obviously looking at there is something in my life that is shifting. A particular relationship in my life is shifting. A close one with a close friend. And I look at it and I go, okay, I have attachments to it. Being A, it's a friendship. Mm-hmm. On top of that, there's another layer of professionalism there. And yep. I feel that it's going to be shifting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think to myself, all right, there are a few attachments to that that I have. I have a fear that, okay, if I let go of this, will the friendship change? What's it going to mean for our future? What will people think? All these sorts of things mm-hmm. that I'm attached to. So... My question is, help. With a question mark.
Okay. So remember in the past we've talked about attachment and lines of attachment and cords of attachment and yep. and how being attached to something is never really a good thing.
Yep.
So when we open our heart to people and when we share energy with them and in all sorts of ways, and we don't even have to open our heart, if we have an exchange with someone that's really emotional or truly emotional, then often these lines of energy will attach between our navel chakras, and that's our chakra of power and empowerment. So when we have friendships for long times, when we have, you know, any kind of relationship, there's often lines of energy between the two navel chakras that hold the relationship in the same general way that the relationship was when those lines were put in place. And so when one person in the relationship goes through a transition, then the cords of attachment keep trying to pull that relationship back the way it was, and it gets really uncomfortable.
Right.
And so the fear that you feel about the change is, well, it's normal to start with because I think fear sometimes motivates us. But the fear is often due to the cords of attachment.
Right.
Because... it wants to pull the relationship back the way it was. And so if you get into the habit of cutting those and calling back your spirit or your power from that relationship or from that I've lost the word. Doesn't matter. But if you cut from it anyway.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you cut from as long as you're cutting from it.
That's exactly right. Because no attachment is a good attachment. Yeah. A connection is a far better thing. A chakral connection is a far better thing. So to cut the cords of attachment is going to make it easier for everybody to move into the new realm that they want to move into.
Right. Now, just following on from that, these patterns of, you know, going back to the original status of what the actual relationship entailed, like mm-hmm. going back and forth, is that why a lot of relationships, not a lot, I shouldn't say a lot, but some relationships in their case, you go back and forth to that person because the attachment...
Absolutely.
I see.
And it's the same reason why, you know, so often your mother can make you feel like you're 5 when you're 40.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because the cords of attachment were there when you were 5.
Right. I see. So you haven't cut from them.
That's right.
I see. Just another question too. I remember one day in one of the discourses that you were teaching that I think we were in a meditation. You were saying that when you are trying to excel.
I always get scared when you say this because it's never my mind.
No.
It's doing it. There's other things flowing through me at the time.
Absolutely not. I'm asking you to rationalise it with your mind and say it eloquently on air. But when you were teaching this discourse, you were saying that when you try to excel in life, and obviously you're at a higher vibration when you're moving on from things and you become more one with things,
mm-hmm.
when those cords of attachment or people who have been in your life before are trying to pull you down to that vibration.
Mm.
They're obviously serving a purpose for us though, which we have to honour.
Well, to show you where you need to cut.
Absolutely.
But it's not like they're necessarily trying to pull you down as a personal deliberate attack. Sometimes it's just because they're uncomfortable with and they're afraid about what the new relationship is going to look like and what the new you is going to look like.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. So,
it is to help.
It is to help. Mm. And so it is to serve a purpose, obviously, which is the biggest scheme of things.
Learn to cut.
Absolutely. The moral of the story, learn to cut.
That's right.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.